My name is Jim Higgins. I'm a special agent with the DEA. I work out of Pittsburgh. It's my partner down here. His name's Eric Dubel. He's also a special agent out of Pittsburgh. He's the brains of the operation, so I may defer to him on some of the questions. But thank you all for being here tonight. We really appreciate it. Thanks to Chief Luco and the mayor for having us here. We're glad to be here and glad to be part of your community. A little about me. I've been in law enforcement for about 20 years now. I started as an MP in the Marines for 4 years. I was in Vegas as a patrol cop for 5 years. And I've been with DEA for 12 years now. I spent 10 years on the southwest border. I've been in law enforcement for a while. And what I can tell you is we're in the midst of the worst drug epidemic this country's ever seen. I know some of you may remember the crack epidemic in the 80s. Nothing compared to what we're seeing now, nothing at all. I'm a group supervisor for the Tactical Diversion Squad in Pittsburgh. We typically work pills, prescription medications, doctors, pharmacists, things like that. Some of the things we see that are being abused, and you may well already know this, are oxycodone, oxycontin, Vicodin, morphine, fentanyl. And one of the reasons this is such a bad epidemic is because there's a feeder system for it. People are overdosing on the heroin, but and I'm sure as many of you know, they start with the pills. It's star athletes go into the hospital to because they got they blow their knee out, they get prescribed some pills. Valedictorians in a car crash, she goes to the hospital, she got a bad back, she gets prescribed pills. You get a wisdom tooth pulled out, they prescribe you pills, and next thing you're wanting these pills, you're going back to the doctor, you can't get them anymore, the doctor won't prescribe them maybe, you just can't get enough from the doctor, next thing you know you're out on the street buying pills. And for those of you who don't know, on the street, a 30 milligram oxycodone pill costs $30, it's typically about a dollar per milligram on the street. So you go out and buy two pills, it's $60. You can't afford that anymore, you start doing heroin. You can get a bag of heroin, 2 grams for $5. And then next thing you know, you get a bad batch of heroin laced with some fentanyl, and that's what we're seeing. That's what's causing all the problems. So what's DEA doing? Currently we have 12 agents out of Pittsburgh. We cover 25 counties in western Pennsylvania. That's our area of responsibility. Eaton County and Bradford being one of them. Initially, we're tasked with going after the biggest and baddest drug dealers on the street. We're after the guys who are sourcing the drugs, whether it be a drug trafficking organization out of New York, cartel out of Mexico, or a doctor in your local community who's putting drugs on the street. That's what we're doing. But more recently, with the problem we're seeing with these overdoses, people dying so much, we partnered with our local police departments and non-traditional partners, actually. We're getting out to Boys and Girls Clubs, the Elks Clubs, medical professionals. And we've been working a lot with Chief Luco up here, and we try to respond to these overdoses. And if we see there's so many overdoses right now. I mean, I think in 2015 there was like 409 overdoses in Allegheny County. We can't respond to every single one. But what we do is when we see a cluster of overdoses, maybe three overdoses in the same 2-3 days, and it's the same stamp bags, we try to respond to that area, whether it be Erie or King County or Allegheny County or Westmoreland. We try and take a team out there, and we try and get those drugs off the street. And part of the problem is people who are using, they see these people are dying, and sometimes they go after those bags. They know they're strong, they're difficult, and that's a challenge for us. But like I said, we are working with our state and local partners, the U.S. Attorney's Office. We still focus on the higher level. Individuals, we're still going after the source of supply, but we do provide resources to our state and local partners, money, equipment, manpower when needed, like I said, we do the best we can to get out here and help them. And like I said, thank you for having us out here tonight. We appreciate it. We're glad to be here, and we appreciate having you all.